We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello, everyone. This is Elisa. These are my thoughts. And I wanted to talk to you about porn from the olden days, because I feel like a lot of people alive today do not understand how porn was. Okay, first of all, it was hard to find. Not like now, where you have to like make your way through the porn in order to get to the thing you want. No, back in the olden days, it was scarce. You had to look for it, right? So I started getting into vibrators when I was like 17, 18. So I would go to the porn store. And their use would, like, they'd keep vibrators at the porn store. You know that. You've been to a porn store now. They're really just the vibrator store. I don't know. I would always call them the vibrator store is really, anyway. So the porn store where you primarily got porn, but you could also get sex toys. There was one down the street from my house, and you had to, I think, have ID saying that you were 18. And the weird shit was there was always a back room, right? This is California porn stores. Maybe they were worse. Like, I've heard some stories about some New York shit and probably some San Francisco shit. But this is kind of your standard every town porn store. You know, the porn store without the glory hole is what I'm trying to say. Two kinds of porn stores, you guys, with and without the glory hole. Okay, so there was one back room where you could get the hardcore stuff, and it was like anal and sex swings and medical instrument. Actually, I'm just kidding. Sex swings and medical instruments hadn't started becoming part of, sexual scene back then. It was mostly just like anal. And actually, maybe that's where the sex toys were, and that's why I went back there so much. I don't remember. I'm not really into porn because when I mean, first of all, it's just like, I don't watch cooking shows because it makes me mad that I can't eat the shit they're making, right? And I sort of feel like that about watching porn. Like, it just makes me mad that I'm not having that sex. You know, masturbating to it doesn't feel right. It's just like having a hamburger when you're watching someone make a souffle or something delicious and complicated that you're not eating. Anyway, so I wasn't interested in the hardcore shit. Also, the other reason I don't like porn is because women in porn tend to be raped. They don't tend to be paid very well. They're sort of used up and then thrown away. They don't have a lot of rights. I think there's better porn now. I think there's more feminist, more women directed and executively produced, but there wasn't back in the olden days. So I was just like, oh, okay, well, that's just a mill for fucking over women. I don't need to participate in that system. So I just wanted to tell you that my favorite stories are when boys, it's always boys, it's never girls, would come across porn in the woods. That is a real thing that used to happen all the time. And I've been thinking about it lately. about all those boys who found all that porn in all those woods. And, like, I heard stories from, like, kids I knew, but I also, like, read about it in, like, teen magazine or whatever. Anyway, so they'd find porn in the woods, and then they get to see their first boobies, and it was, like, a big deal. And I just, like, the other day, I was thinking about the porn in the woods, and I was like, wait, that means somebody was jacking off in the woods. Now, like, I've had sex in a tent in the woods, but just, like, sitting on some, like pine cone needles and just, like, getting off does not sound comfy to me. Like, my grandfather owned 2 acres of land, so we felt like we had woods, and we did. You know, there was a lot of cool places to hike, and there was, like, a canopy of pine trees. So, redwoods, pine trees, one of those things. So, oh no, it was Christmas trees. So they could cut down their own if they wanted and have it in the living room. Anyway, it was like full on. You could make forts. There were horses. It was super fucking fun. But I would have never sat down in those woods and jacked off. Even like now, back then, if I was a dude, still not comfortable enough to jack off. It just seems, I mean, it seems nice because it's exciting. Somebody can catch you. I mean, really. And for the 2 minutes it takes you, somebody could catch you. But I always just think of, like, you're going to get twigs up your butt. You're going to get twigs in your penis. That's what I think of when I think of somebody jacking off in the woods. It just makes me worry that you're definitely going to get, not just twigs, dirt, bugs. There's a lot of stuff that can go up your penis if you're jacking off over there. Just go in a tent. And if you're in a tent, then you end up taking your porn home with you. So these guys clearly weren't in tents. Okay, that is my story about porn in the woods and porn in general. I don't know if today is better than yesterday. I do know that it was inconvenient to go to those stores to rent porn for a lot of people. There was also a lot of shame involved. There was like a whole thing. Like when you leave the grocery store, if you were buying tampons, they would always give you like a paper bag so you could cover up that you had tampons. Same deal with porn. You got the brown paper bag for both of them, which I find delightful now that I think about it. It's all the stuff that goes inside of you. Nobody wants to know about it. There's a lot of shame that should be involved. The 80s and 90s and early 2000s were super weird, you guys. Okay. Thank you for listening to my thoughts of the day. As always, these snarky cards are the reason you're listening to this podcast. And today's snarky card is happy secret abortion. Fuck that dude and the sperm he carelessly left inside you. Sincerely, everyone. Get these snarky cards and more at snarkycards.etsy.com and coupon code THOUGHTS for 20% off. 20%. Sorry, I said 25. I didn't mean 25. I meant 20. 20. 20%. thanks for listening, you guys. Happy vagina!
Elisa Star, Elisa Star, blabber mouth breathtaking, so bizarre. Elisa Star, Elisa Star, trying to get you to laugh at your scars. Elisa Star, Elisa Star, tells you what's up wherever you are. Elisa Star, Elisa Star, she is a booby blabber mouth who is your friend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.